On the summer night of July 11, 1962, at the Republican National Convention in Chicago, those in the hall and millions watching television saw and heard Theodore R. McKeldin, former mayor of Baltimore, incumbent governor of Maryland, and favorite son, nominate General Dwight David Eisenhower, America's hero of the hour, for president of the United States. Mildred Momberger, personal secretary to McKeldin for 37 years, was in Chicago with Mr. McKeldin and the Maryland delegation and recalled the story behind the historic nomination. Quote, McKeldin was staying at the Hilton and got a call very late on the Sunday night before the scheduled opening of the convention Monday morning from Herb Brownell, who later became Eisenhower's attorney general. Mr. Brownell said, Ted, General Eisenhower would like to see you. So it was about midnight. McKeldin got dressed and walked over to the Blackstone Hotel and paid that historic visit to the general, end quote. What the world saw and heard next was that ringing, nominating speech. Quote, I say of this man in our generation what Light Horse Harry Lee said of the immortal George Washington. He is first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. It is with pride that I place before this convention for President of the United States the name of Dwight David Eisenhower. Ringing applause. Pure McKeldin. But back to the evening before. As McKeldin himself told it, in the course of the amiable visit between him and candidate Eisenhower, he, Eisenhower, asked McKeldin, quote, Ted, would you nominate me for president, end quote. McKeldin had earned the honor. He was articulate, a spellbinding orator, theatrical. In later retellings, McKeldin would say that his response, which now has a place in American history, was this, quote, to tell the truth, General, I'm a candidate for president myself. Pure McKeldin.